Welcome to your daily stock news briefing. Here are today's market updates. Starting off with major institutional movements from the latest regulatory filings, the big question on our stocks revolves around why Warren Buffett and Greg Abel are aggressively accumulating shares of Google while completely bypassing the other major hyperscalers. According to recent 13F filings, Berkshire Hathaway nearly doubled its position in Google between the first and second quarters, a buying spree executed just prior to the Q2 earnings dip. Users noted that this represents a joint decision, as Buffett clarified in a recent interview that he initiated the trade, yet both leaders operate in complete alignment. Discussions highlighted that Google remains arguably the safest tech investment on the market because of its full-stack vertical integration. From developing proprietary AI models and custom hardware for both training and inference, to managing the most popular software stack in the industry, Google maintains diversified operations that ensure long-term resilience even if the broader AI boom faces a correction. In broader semiconductor and supply chain news, Apple is running into heavy political roadblocks regarding its memory chip sourcing strategy. Facing intense pressure from global shortages and climbing memory prices, Apple tested memory chips from Chinese manufacturers CXMT and YMTC to meet robust iPhone production demands, taking advantage of the fact that memory components require less custom engineering than other specialized parts. However, this move has triggered fierce bipartisan pushback in Washington, with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and members of Congress expressing strong opposition, while the administration actively discourages reliance on Chinese semiconductor firms. Meanwhile, in domestic manufacturing developments, SK Hynix is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony for its multi-billion-dollar advanced packaging facility in West Lafayette, Indiana. Industry watchers are heavily anticipating potential high-profile appearances by SK Group Chairman Chae Tae-hwan and NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang, though online discussions quickly pointed out the immense hurdles facilities face in securing specialized local talent for advanced semiconductor packaging work. Shifting gears to personal finance and retirement account updates discussed across Arch Investing, the U.S. Treasury Department has sent shockwaves through the investor community by announcing that ID.me will become mandatory for logging into Treasury Direct accounts starting October 2026, with an optional phase-in beginning September 2026. While services like the IRS and the VA have transitioned to this private third-party verification system over the past several years, many users expressed sharp frustration over the government requiring sensitive, confidential personal data to be handed over to a private corporate entity rather than utilizing public infrastructure like login.gov. Additionally, community debates touched upon the complexities of traditional and Roth retirement structures, including the realities of required minimum distributions, the strict income phase-out limits for Roth IRAs, and strategic utilization of backdoor Roth conversions to navigate career raises and bonuses cleanly. Over on our dividends, income investors are actively debating portfolio positioning, distribution strategies, and high-yield opportunities. Discussions around short-term Treasury ETF SGOV highlighted a split in strategy, with some investors cashing out monthly payouts to fund growth allocations like VOO, while others rely on automatic dividend reinvestment to combat inflation within their emergency funds. Questions surrounding Charles Schwab U.S. Dividend Equity ETF, commonly known as SCHD, brought up fundamental definitions of value versus growth investing. Community members clarified that SCHD is fundamentally comprised of value-oriented, cash-generating mature companies rather than high-growth entities, because mature firms return excess profits to shareholders through dividends rather than plowing capital back into continuous expansion. Furthermore, interest in Altria Group, traded under the ticker MO, heated up as chart watchers eyed potential capitulation entries, with seasoned income investors noting strict historical guidelines of accumulating aggressively whenever the dividend yield pushes past 7, 8, or 9%, driven by the resilient nature of consumer staples and addiction-driven business models. Meanwhile, ARB Wall Street Bets delivered its classic mix of extreme speculation, self-deprecating humor, and massive portfolio volatility. Traders shared steep unrealized losses alongside viral parodies of classic lyrics adapted to describe holding collapsing positions, refusing to cover short puts, and ignoring margin calls. The community also reacted heavily to reports that Anthropic's upcoming IPO valuation reportedly hinges on an ambitious $200 billion revenue forecast by the year 2028, sparking widespread jokes among retail traders comparing pre-revenue startup projections to traditional business fundamentals. In market analysis from recent financial media, comparisons between real estate and equity investments continue to capture attention. A deep dive into historical asset performance contrasted the trajectory of purchasing a 1,400-square-foot warehouse loft in the Dumbo neighborhood of Brooklyn back in 1999 for roughly $400,000, which has since appreciated into the multimillion-dollar range, against investing that exact same $400,000 into Apple stock during the late 90s, highlighting the staggering long-term wealth compounding generated by blue-chip technology equities. Over multi-decade horizons, automotive technology and software integration are also reshaping consumer expectations and long-term vehicle ownership models. Industry reports emphasize that modern electric and luxury vehicles from manufacturers like Tesla, Rivian, Lucid, and various Chinese brands are constructed entirely around software, functioning much like smartphones on wheels. While over-the-air updates allow companies to continuously deploy new features, refine driving dynamics, and remotely resolve safety recalls, such as Tesla dynamically adjusting braking performance to secure regulatory recommendations, this paradigm introduces severe hardware aging issues. Analysts point out that the average lifespan of a vehicle on American roads now approaches a record 13 years, yet rapid software iterations mean early hardware generations inevitably become obsolete. Notably, Tesla acknowledged that its Hardware 3 computer architecture will ultimately lack the processing capability required for fully unsupervised full self-driving, leaving early adopters facing difficult upgrade paths or trade-in incentives. This structural shift has supercharged the right-to-repair movement, as owners, independent mechanics, and aftermarket parts suppliers push for unblocked diagnostic menus, transparent software access, and open-source maintenance options to prevent software-defined cars from turning into stranded bricks once manufacturer support eventually sunsets. In the streaming and digital entertainment landscape, artificial intelligence integration is creating both novel monetization pathways and intense industry friction. Deezer and Spotify are rolling out distinct frameworks to handle the massive influx of AI-generated content. While Deezer explicitly labels synthetic tracks, Spotify is focusing on tagging AI personas and virtual bands. Platforms are discovering that AI-generated musical acts, such as Breaking Rust, can pull in hundreds of thousands of dollars and tens of millions of streams by capturing algorithmic playlist placement. However, this trend has sparked fierce backlash from traditional independent musicians and human creators who spend years honing their craft, only to watch synthetic personas capture widespread algorithmic promotion. Shifting to institutional portfolio tracking, high profile. Investor movements reveal major shifts in large cap allocations. Bill Ackman's Pershing Square released an in-depth Q2 report highlighting six new equity holdings, most notably marking his return as a Netflix shareholder following his dramatic exit during the streaming giant subscriber correction back in 2022. Market analysts compared Ackman's revised thesis against broader long-term investment models, noting that while panic-driven market sell-offs frequently test institutional conviction, disciplined fundamental analysis of pricing power, global scale, and business model pivots often separate short-term trading errors from enduring compounding opportunities. Finally, on the macroeconomic front, commentary surrounding inflation data and Federal Reserve policy points to ongoing tensions between official government reporting and broader financial liquidity metrics. While the government's Consumer Price Index print indicated headline inflation easing down to 3.4%, critics point out that slowing wage growth leaves the average American household facing tighter real purchasing power constraints. At the same time, expanding monetary aggregates suggest underlying inflationary pressures remain elevated above official figures. With labor markets softening, dampening the urgency for immediate central bank rate hikes, fixed income and equity markets continue to price in shifting monetary pathways ahead of the upcoming Federal Reserve policy meetings. That concludes your stock news briefing for today. Thank you for listening, and happy trading!